Hey everyone, welcome to the Verroker's Podcast, where we talk about things that you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, it's Noah or NoahDog54.
I'm John, aka Jeebens.
And I am your lovely host for this evening, Ethan, otherwise known as FlabsXE Gaming. Welcome in guys. It's been a week, got some small talk you guys. What are we doing? What's been going on?
God, has it been a week?
Go ahead. I was just gonna say, we said that in the pre-episode that like for me and Noah, it's been a week again.
Yeah. For me and Ethan, to put it, I guess one way, I would not be surprised if someone told me I was going insane after the week I've had. I
mean, yeah, for me, like it's last week was really rough for me, but like this week was a little bit better. I mean, I had school and that went decently well. I think it was day or Thursday. I was like, oh man, I need gas. I'm gonna stop at the gas station to get gas on my way to school. And my gas cap was frozen shut.
Oh great!
Couldn't open it. Couldn't get gas.
That's great. Dude, you remember that meme when the Teslas, like, because the door is not actually handled, like, pops out or something. And so I remember back in, like, 2022 or something, the people were always complaining, being like, oh, make sure you put your Tesla in the garage or something, because otherwise it's going to, you can't open your vehicle.
Yeah.
Terrible to that.
You know, Johnny, in that situation, that's where you just go inside, get a coffee, and then pour that on your gas cap.
I don't think you're supposed to do that. Yeah. Also, I think...
That sounds like a brilliant idea.
If it was frozen, did you try, like, smacking it or something to get the ice off? Or
oh, yeah, I tried smacking it. I tried, like, wiggling my key in between to, like, see if I could get some of the snow or ice out, and nothing was working.
It was, like, frozen.
Yeah, it was giving me issues. Like, I was like, I can't sit here. I have to get to class.
Elsa herself came and attacked John, vandalized John's vehicle.
Right. You're not getting gas.
You're not getting gas today.
You want to buy gas? No, not happening today.
Yeah, as for me, I kind of explained in the pre a little bit. I'll explain a little bit less in this episode. But yeah, it's just been a week, man. I've been running around doing a bunch of stuff. I did work this week, which was fun. Like, I like working where I work, so to me that was fun. Outside of that, and outside of this podcast today, not a lot of great stuff happening. So that's all I got to say. For me and Noah, I don't know personally what's going on with Noah. But as for me, it's just been like, oh my god, it's dead end after dead end is what it feels like. It's like I go in one direction, I'm like, okay, let's try this, dead end. I go over here, like, okay, that didn't work, I'm gonna try this, dead end, and I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. I might go too much here, but for me personally, here's how it went. Saturday, something great happened. Sunday, something even better happened. Monday and Tuesday, great days. Everything after Tuesday, I wish I would have been shot or run over.
Thursday was the worst day for me, I think, because that was the day I had dead end after dead end after dead end. It was like, oh my goodness. But, there's that thing where it's like, you get those, I think it's intrusive thoughts is what they call it. It's like, you get those intrusive thoughts, like, you know, if I ran right on this intersection right now, I'd definitely get run over.
Like, I'm not joking when I was Ethan. Friday after work, I was literally considering running in front of a semi.
Yeah, maybe don't do that.
Just like, you know, shitty day.
try to jack up their insurance, you know?
I wonder how far I can make it over that semi.
I wonder how far. You know, I wonder, there's days I wonder, like, how good am I at Crossy Road? You know? Just like,
yeah. How good am I at jumping?
How good am I at Frogger, you know? But yeah, so it's been a week. But we're here today, we're together, and that's all that matters in the end. So we're going to push our lives aside and have some fun here today.
Thank God.
I'm going to go pretty quickly with the headline, and I do have a viewer thing to read. Because the topic for today is gonna be, I'm worried it might go a little over time, but hopefully not. So that's why I kind of just want to jump right into it. So the headline for today is a scary one, because so the game industry as a whole, like some analysts are saying, that they're hoping that GTA 6 will be priced between like $80 and $100. That way everyone else can jack their prices up. And I'm like, and I saw a bunch of comments saying like, if you guys go up to $100, gaming was like, we're not going to buy your game. And I'm like, that's exactly correct. I'm not touching your game if you're pushing it up above 60. 60, I think, is like the max I'm paying for a game. Because there's so many good indie games out in the world that are like $4, $3. Devour was $3, and that game is so good. It's like, there's so many better games that are low priced that are like, the only games I pay full price for are like Nintendo games. And that's basically it.
I just bought a game yesterday for $50. That's not bad.
Yeah, it's a good amount of money, but 80 and 100, like, you're out of your mind, right? Now, GTA 6, as a standalone thing, sure, they can price it whatever they want, but if the whole game industry as a whole does that, nah, it's over.
What I think will probably happen, as I've seen happen with, like, a handful of other games, is there'll be, like, the normal copy that you can get, which will be probably $60-$70. And then there'll be the, like, special copy that adds, like, maybe nothing. And then it's $100.
No, I think they're... No, what they're saying is that they want the base game to be $100. They don't want the special edition $100. The analysts are saying that they want the base game to be $100. And that's where people are getting upset. And rightfully so. Like, if you want to make a... Like, what John was saying. If you want to make a special edition where you get cosmetics or whatever, and you want to make it $100, sure, you know what? People pay for that sometimes. Go for it. But when you make the base game $100, unless it's GTA 6, which, again, if it's as big as they say it is, then sure, go right ahead. But if it's like a... For Mario Party, for example, if they make a new Mario Party game and it's $100, no one's gonna buy it. Or like maybe some like very diehard fans would if they had the money for it. But like, that's expensive, man. So it's just, I really hope that the people are, because people are speaking up about it. So hopefully they listen to that. Because like I said, GTA 6 with being as big as it is, then I can totally see it, sure, whatever. But.
Yeah. I mean, personally, I've been waiting for GTA 6 for a while, so yeah, I want to play it, but I'm not paying $100 for the base game.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But, so that's that. I guess a little mini headline is the Switch 2 got announced. I mean, this is, for them, this is 3 weeks ago, so this might be old news. But the Nintendo Switch 2, for us, just got announced, like, literally 5 days ago. And they had a really good design for it, like, they had a really good trailer for it. I was very impressed with the sound design of the trailer. It's basically Nintendo Switch ASMR, basically is how the trailer went. But it looks cool. I mean, I don't know what it does yet outside of backwards compatibility. So you can play some Switch games on the Switch 2, which I feel like was the smartest move. If they didn't do that, people would have been furious, probably. But with how big the Switch was, if they do it right, if this is not a Wii U situation, I hope to God it's not. If this is not a Wii U situation, they have potential to, like, destroy the market right now. Because, like, the Switch was so revolutionary. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, if they come out with the second one and they actually play their cards right, it could go really, really well.
In the trailer, they showed a little bit of a new Mario Kart game. And the visuals are whatever, but the main thing people focus on is that it looks like there's 24 carts that can be in one race at once. It's like, oh my god, that's gonna be chaos. It's like, four out of the 24 people get a blue shell. It's like, first place just gets absolutely annihilated.
Yeah, that'd be really interesting, actually.
But, so that's the headline for today. So moving swiftly into, I have a viewer, or a viewer email to read here. So this is from Nikki. I hope I'm saying that right. Hey, Provokers Trio, just wanted to write to you guys to let you know that I love this podcast. I've been listening since the Best Joke episode, which I believe was late into your first season. Yeah, that sounds right. Even though I'm usually busy on Fridays, I always make it a point to listen to the episodes. I hope you select my email to be read on the episode. Well, here you go. Your wish is my command. Hope things start to get better for you, Ethan, and for as well as Noah. I can tell just by the shift in tone of your voice that you are not as happy as you were before. You guys make my days brighter all the time, so I can only hope that yours can become brighter too. Much love from Whitefish, Montana. I didn't know Whitefish. I obviously knew about Montana. I didn't know Whitefish was the name of I'm assuming city or town. It's a very interesting name, but Montana's such a beautiful state. That'd be a state I'd want to go to eventually.
Yeah. Like, Montana's a great state, but Whitefish, I never heard of Whitefish.
I've never heard of it either. I'm assuming maybe it's a smaller town. Maybe that's why I've never heard of it. But I mean, yeah. I'm also just an ignorant fool, so you know, it's possible I just haven't heard of it in general.
Oh, that makes two.
But Nick, yeah, I really appreciate your message. The whole thing, obviously, but especially the part where you're worried about me and Noah. Like I said, it's just like I can tell the tone definitely intruded on the podcast a little bit, especially the last couple episodes. That's just because I was like, it's just dead end at the dead end, and it kind of just sucks. It sucks not only as the thing that's happening, but it also, for me specifically, makes me worry about the podcast. Because, like, let's say I can't do something to get out of the situation I'm in, then the podcast is put in jeopardy. Now, luckily for us, we're smart, we're big brain, and we've been pre-recording episodes, so hopefully if something does happen, we have time to figure it out. But at the same time, I don't want it to come to that. So my main concern is, like, obviously my situation and then the podcast as well, because I don't, like, this podcast is the one thing for me this past couple weeks that have just been, like, yes, let's do the podcast, I'm excited for today, like, so.
Yeah, honestly, me too. The one motivation I've really had for this past week was actually the podcast, because, God, was this week hell. And, by the way, that email, thank you very much. I appreciate it quite a lot, especially with how things have been. But thank you. Don't try to worry too much. We'll be all right.
Yeah, don't go worrying about us. We'll be fine. But the best joke episode. That's an interesting episode to start off on. I'd be very interested to hear how you found us. Whether you found us through the best joke episode, like someone recommended it to you, or maybe Spotify recommended that episode in particular for some reason. I'd be very interested to hear that. Because the best joke is a. For me, it's like a, like, if I was new to the Profocus podcast, the best joke would not be one of the first ones I'd listen to. So that's why I'm very curious as to how you found us. Obviously, that's going to take a while for me to probably figure that out. But, Nick, if you're listening to this, thank you so much. Awesome name, by the way. I love that name. So appreciate your email. But, yeah, I know they weren't really coordinated towards you, John, but, what do you got to say to Nicky?
It's cool to hear. Like, that's a long time listener right there. It sounds like, I said, I've been here since towards the end of season one. Like, I remember when we did that episode, it was like when we're still finding our groove. So I'm glad to hear you've not only found us and you liked what you were listening to, but you've also stuck around.
Yeah, they said that they, even though they're busy on Fridays, they always try to make it a point to listen to the new episode. So that's awesome. Yeah, Fridays are like, I don't know how we landed on Fridays. I think it's because it's the end of the week, technically speaking, and it's right before the weekend. And the weekend is usually when people start to wind down so they can actually listen to the episode. That's why I also released them at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, because for us it's 6 o'clock, and for people on the West Coast it'd be 3. So 3 somewhere in there. So it's usually around midday to evening for when the episodes go live for people. And if you're in a different country, it just depends on the time zone. But I think in Japan it'd be midnight, wouldn't it? It'd be like, no, it'd be like 2 o'clock in the morning or something. It'd be a god awful time. So, yeah, thank you so much for your email. Really appreciate it. I love reading these emails, man. It gives me a lot of joy to read these, because it means we're actively engaging with people now. Because, like, before, we were too kind, in a way. But, and you could always with the YouTube comments, because these go up on my YouTube channel as well. So I could always do it from that. My favorite comment has always been, I forgot who said it at this point, but someone said, John only doesn't like Cheetos because he found out they were scientifically chicken. Like, that's the greatest comment that I've heard in a long time. So like, but we've always engaged with people over there, but when it's an actual email that you guys are sending us, it's really nice to listen to, and to read.
Because of that whole chicken thing with the Cheetos, I remember a couple of weeks ago, I was eating Cheetos, and I was like, I'm technically eating chicken.
I was gonna say, did you tell the cashier, like, hey, can you ring me up for some chicken, please? And you just gave them a bag of Cheetos. They're like, what are you talking about? Like, manager, we got a drug addict on aisle 9.
Yeah.
All in all, Nikki, thank you so much for your email. And if you guys want to send an email in, then head over to the Provokers Podcast website. It's just called the Provokers Pod. Just type in the Provokers Podcast website. You'll find it. It's the first thing Google gives you. Hopefully, unless it's a sponsor thing. Don't click on the sponsored things, because that's probably not it. You can head over to the contact page, email that email thing, and I give you some criteria, so don't give me your full name, because as you see, Nikki, she just gave me her first name. like, you can give me your first name if you want, but don't ever give me anything else other than that. Don't, obviously, I've mentioned don't give anything you want to give to random strangers. It's the same type of thing, right? So that kind of criteria. Because what I've had to do is some people have given me their last name, and I just can't read your thing because you've said that. So I haven't been able to read some of your guys' thing because of that. So make sure you're only giving me your first name only, and no other sensitive information. Yeah, so that's how you can send an email in as well. But without further ado, gentlemen, I think it is time to get into the episode today. And today is going to be a really fun episode because it's quiz show time. Now, I've done a game show recently, but I haven't done a quiz show in a little bit. And the quiz show is different in the sense that it's not a game show. It's not, like, titled as a game show. And the reason it's called a quiz show is because it's about the Provokers Podcast. So, we're going to be challenging John and Noah today to see how much do they know about the Provokers Podcast. I mean, they're the ones on it. You would think they should know head to toe on what the podcast is all about. But we're going to be testing that exact thing today. We're going to be seeing how good are they actually at it. So let me just read my paragraph here. So welcome to the official Provokers Podcast quiz show. In this quiz show, contestants will be given questions about the Provokers Podcast, and they will be required to answer them correctly in order to get points. Or money, and some, actually, I think I turned it into money later. Today we have two participating contestants. On the left, we have the bald, the hilarious, the guy that keeps getting stabbed in his dreams, Jeebins Feebins. And on the right, we have the crazy, the amusing, the guy who can't go five words without swearing, NoahDog54. And, so those are the two contestants we got today. These victims, I mean hostages, I mean contestants, will be competing for $1 million. The winner will get to walk away with a cool million, and hey, it may be completely fake, but your parents don't have to know that. This quiz show will be segregated into three sections. The question section, the quote section, and the episode section. We will go over the rules for each section when we reach them. That way we aren't going over three different sets of rules at once. Good luck, contestants, and hope you get that $1 million. And again, it might be million in Monopoly money, but it doesn't matter, right? I didn't say it was real money. So, I got a disclaimer. Disclaimer. Ethan Incorporated is not responsible for injuries, blindness, dismember, food poisoning, concussions, or death. I just want to clarify.
Wait,
that.
What?
No, don't worry about it. So, we're going to start with the first section, which is called the questionnaire. The questionnaire section of this quiz show is a basic test of your knowledge of the podcast. You will be asked specific questions about episodes, moments, and general trivia. The questions are open-ended, unless you want to spend some of your hard-earned cash to make it a multiple-choice question. In doing so, you'll be given four possible answers, with one of them obviously being the correct answer. This does not help your opponent unless they happen to buy the same thing. This is the only perk in this round of the game. If you get the question right, you get 35 buckaroonies. In order to make it a multiple choice question, you will need to spend 10 buckaroonies, $10. At the start of the section, contestants are given a base of $50. Spend it wisely. So, do you both have any questions, or do you want a synopsis of the rules or anything?
I mean, I'm good. You, John?
Sounds peaceable. So, just to be clear, like, the only thing we would be spending our money on would be the multiple choice.
Yep, so that's exactly right. So, I kind of read it pretty quickly. So, these questions are open-ended. There's not a multiple choice at the start. The only way it becomes a multiple choice for you is if you want to spend $10 to make it a multiple choice. And what I'll do is I'll send you guys in Discord, like kind of like the other, kind of like some of the game shows, where I'll send it to you privately in Discord, the multiple choice, and then, we'll go off of that. So, but yeah, so that's the only thing you're spending money on in this round. There's no other perks. There's nothing else you can spend your money on. And you get $35 if you get the answer right. So, 25 net gain if you spend the 10 and then proceed to get the answer right. But, is there any more questions, gentlemen? Alright, well, I think it's high time we get started. So, question one. What is the only episode of the podcast that does not start with our traditional intro?
Ooh, that is a good question.
Wouldn't that be the first episode? Because we didn't really have an intro at that point. Wasn't there like a second episode that we actually had an intro?
That's your answer, or are you just talking out loud?
Ooh.
I'm gonna guess. Oh man, what episode was it? You know, is that your answer? Or is that it? Are you just saying that in your brain?
I go with that as my answer, the first episode.
Well, you gotta tell me the name of the first episode. You're giving me the name of the episode.
I don't know the name of the first fucking episode.
You can just look it up, though. Go to Spotify or something.
Yeah, he is on the podcast.
Wait, I can't even check it on Spotify.
Okay, fine. The first episode is called Deadly Heels, if you want to go with it.
Okay, Deadly Hills, yeah, sure.
Okay. I'm gonna guess. I'm just quickly looking up the name of the episode, but I have one in mind. It is, but my guess would be, what was it? I'm trying to like look at this, like, oh yes, it's hard to know what it was, but apparently I don't. I'm taking a second to find it.
Now, this one, like, I'm going to have to eventually, like, ban you guys from looking up stuff, because some of these trivia questions, like, if you look through things, you'll just immediately get the answer. This one I'll allow it, but everyone after this one, I think I got to stop you. So if you have a question about the name of an episode, I can just tell you the name of the episode you're talking about.
Yeah, that's fair. Whether, I'm thinking of the season one finale, is what I'm thinking
yeah,
of.
Yeah, Provoker's season finale, whatever it's called. I think it's just called the season. No, I think it's just called the season one finale. I think that's just the base name. Okay, so you're going with the finale, and then nowhere you're going with Deadly Hills, correct? That, unfortunately, gentlemen, is incorrect. Both of you. The answer was the Provoker's Horror Experience. So that episode did not start with the traditional episode. In fact, the what it started with was sort of like because it's called the Provoker's Horror Experience. It was guiding the viewers, listeners, whatever, to how the episode was going to function. And then John went into the intro. So, that's the only episode to date to ever do that.
If I listened.
Yeah, well, that's how it works. But yeah, I mean, multiple choice would have helped maybe because so the options I would have given you was the Mystery Topic Wheel, the Provoker's Horror Experience, obviously, the Provoker's Episode Tier List, and then A New Challenger is Approaching, the one with Axel. So those would have been your four choices. Yeah, those would have been your four choices, and maybe when you looked at those, you'd been like, oh, it definitely wasn't Topic Wheel, definitely wasn't Tier List, and then maybe it wasn't New Challenger, so maybe it would have helped you a little bit. But you guys don't lose any money for getting it wrong, you just don't gain anything, obviously. Okay, question number two. What is the one episode that's remained in the top five since the episode aired?
Oh,
it is.
There's a couple of those.
Oh, well, clearly there's only one, because that's what the question is. But there's
only one in this case, you should head.
Well, you know, I didn't ask for your opinion.
And that's for your fucking opinion either, you shit.
I'll deduct points from both of you if you don't stop.
Okay.
Or money, I guess, in this case. It's money, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it would be money. Oh, so you'd be like the government.
Yeah, take tax in the tax season's coming up, boys.
Just don't forget his ball tax.
No, that's only you get to do that.
Oh, true.
That's one of your gimmicks. But yeah, so I'll re-say the question. What is the one episode that's remained in the top five since the episode aired? And just remember, you have the multiple choice. Oh, you want to buy it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
All right, Noah's going. Noah's buying it. All right, so let's deduct 10 from your bank account. And I am sending over... Let's see, this one... Okay, so here is your... Remember, this is going in your private messages, so be able to look at those.
I know, I'm ready.
Hopefully this sends properly. Okay, it did. Those are your multiple choice choices.
Ooh. Oh. God, I feel like it could be a couple of these.
Yeah, just as a clarification to both of you, you're welcome to think a lot, obviously, and I prefer if you do, because it's a podcast. But don't, like, actually say the things you're going, unless both people bought in, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah. But,
because in Noah's case, he doesn't want to accidentally say something, and then John's like, oh, that's my, it's on the multiple choice, meaning it's a 1/4 chance of being correct.
Yeah, pretty much. Ooh, I could definitely see a couple of these.
While they're thinking about their answer, ladies and gentlemen, if you guys want to play along, feel free. I want to see how many dollars you would get, and it is, because this is only section number one. And so I'm very curious to see how good you guys are about the podcast. You guys probably might be just a little bit better, because I don't know if Noah and John actually listen to it as much as they could. But it's very interesting, so we'll see. But I do gotta time you just a little bit, because this is only question two of the first section, so.
I'm gonna stab at the deck. I'm gonna say the power to save lives.
The power to save others?
That's the one.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna go with Video Game Warp.
Okay, interesting. Unfortunately, gentlemen, both of those answers are incorrect. The answer is Dream or Scheme has been in the top five since the episode aired all those years ago.
Yes. Yeah, I was thinking that, but I was like, no, that is so long ago. That can't be it.
So, the answers Noah got was Dreams and Nightmares, Video Game Warp, Food Wars, and Dreamer Scheme. Those are the four he got.
See, I was thinking it would be one of those dream ones. I just didn't know which.
But moving on to question three. What episode introduced the Podcast 2.0 initiative?
Oh.
That was...
That's a bit ago.
It definitely was.
So if you want, if this might help you, the podcast, from what I remember, the Podcast 2.0 initiative was we got more, we had the intro, that was the thing, the intro song that's been playing ever since, and I believe we were on more stuff. That was the crux of it, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have no fucking idea.
Well, you got money to spend if you choose to spend it.
I'm going to go for the multiple choice because I've been pretty frugal and haven't spent any money.
All right. Deducting some cheddar from your account. Okay. So here is your amount. Same thing. It's going in your private DMs. Where is Jeebus Feebus? There's that ugly guy. I mean, handsome devil. There we go.
That was one of the ones I was thinking of. These are all... I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like it wouldn't be one of those. Maybe that one.
Actually, now that I think about it, you could just say, I don't think it's A or I don't think it's D or something like that, because then the opponent won't know what that means, so.
I'm thinking, it's probably not C, because I feel like, I don't know if I want to say why, because of, I don't want to give too much away.
Right, I think I know why you would be declining C, yeah.
Can I wear the multiple choice as well?
Oh, you wanted to? Okay. Since I'm already on here, I'm just going to give it to you right now.
All right, perfect.
There you go.
Oh, I was not thinking those at all.
John said the same thing, apparently.
Ooh. Well, I definitely know it's not... Well, it's not Wacky Laws. I think I can call it.
Yeah, now you both have it, so now it doesn't matter what you say about it.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Food Court Fantasy.
I'm gonna go Family Bonds.
Okay, so, John, you're going Food Court Fantasy. Now you're going Family Bonds. Alright, one of you has it correct. Noah is correct. Family Bonds is the right answer. So Noah, you just got yourself 35 buckaroonies.
I was second guessing myself, but I'll take it.
That's why you don't second guess yourself, man.
I was between those two for sure, because I was like, Wacky Laws, I feel like that one was... Like, I remember that one, that was a Noah one. I feel like Noah would... That I, like, maybe Noah would be hosting when it was introduced, but I doubted it. And I was like, how to save others was one of the option C, and that's an important topic episode, so I'm like, no, it probably isn't that one.
Yeah.
And then I was like, Family Bonds, I was like, maybe it's that one. But, like, maybe that one's a little too serious, but maybe that wasn't a serious topic, that was just a...
No, it is, I mean... It depends on what you define as serious. I mean, we just talked about the family members we appreciated. I wouldn't call that... Like, it's serious to a degree, I guess, but it's, like, it's not meant to be super sad or anything.
Right.
But moving on to question four, gentlemen. What episode introduced the Podcast 3.0 initiative?
Son of a bitch. Multiple choice, please.
All right, I mean, hey, you got money to do that, so...
I have no fucking ideas in my head. I'll take it.
I think I know a future question answer.
Well, that's
you asked the question.
I was gonna say Noah's playing. It's that's a good strategy, Noah. Is like if you have absolutely no idea, it's like throwing $10 at the wall and seeing what the four options you get, because then you have like a better chance of being right. Because otherwise, exactly. It's like a 1 in 146, however many episodes we got. You know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Quite a few. Yeah.
Here is. Here is your thing. Almost gave it to John, but there you go.
Don't do that.
I know.
Well, I wasn't thinking these either.
See, that's why it might help. You know, you get them and you're like, oh, interesting.
Okay, well, it's definitely not A. No, we damn well didn't do that. B's a no. That's yeah, no. I don't think it would have been C, so I'm gonna go with no different.
Okay.
I'm gonna go... Because I think it was... wasn't quite 2024 yet. It was still 2023. But it was close to the end. I'm gonna go to the Thanksgiving episode of 2023.
So that I believe that was called Gratefulness. Thanksgiving special. Mm-hmm. So you're going with that one?
Yep.
Alright. One of you has it correct again. And I was internally smiling when John started going on his rant, because that is correct. Gratefulness Thanksgiving Special 2023 is the right answer. So there you go. Because when John was saying, oh, it wasn't 2024 yet, but it was still 2023, but it was till the end, I'm like, oh, he might have it. So there you go. All right, interesting game so far. Noah was ahead before, but now John's ahead, so we'll see how this goes.
Well, of course he $5. I lost 10.
Well, I don't know. Moving on to question 5. What is the 5th episode to be named as an official game show? This means game show is directly in the title.
Oh. Ooh. There's a lot of those.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, there's a lot of game shows, yeah. So there's only one.
But yeah, so you're naming, what is the 5th episode from episodic order to be named as an official game show?
I feel like this one probably was early on. I don't know if it's first, but I have nothing else is coming to mind, so I'm going to go with Foodgevity.
Foodgevity? Okay.
That's the one where Noah lost very badly.
Yeah, he literally had 0 points.
Yeah. Me being me, though, I'm going to spend $10.
All right. I mean, hey, this might help you?
Maybe. I doubt it.
We'll see. Okay, let me grab it for you. Here we go. I'm going to make an indent so you can, I mean, you might be able to tell anyway, but that way you can tell it's different from the other ones. There we go.
Well, shit.
I mean, at least now I know the names of them, because maybe you forgot some of the names of them.
If you think I know any of the names to any of these game shows, you are mistaken.
You're literally looking at 4 of them.
I know these 4 because I'm looking at them, but anything else, I have no idea.
Now, John's already answered, so you can talk about all these all you want, because he's already answered.
Yeah. He said Foodgevity, right?
Yeah, his answer is Foodgevity.
Okay, I'm going to go with Food Court Fantasy.
Food Court Fantasy? Yep. It's a sad day, because those are both incorrect. The answer is Park Prosperity Game Show. Was the 5th game show named a game, or like was an official game show. There you go. All right, moving on to question 6. What was the first episode released in season 2?
Billy, it was a silly one. Like, extra silly.
Well, it would have had to have been a silly one, because we would have done a serious topic right before that.
Oh no, you would have done the finale right before it.
Oh yeah, true. So then we would have probably came back in with a silly.
Interesting.
Ooh. I've got no... Oof. What worries me is, I know I've hosted, and I'm ruling out episodes that I've hosted, because I don't think it's it.
Yeah, I'm gonna spend some dollary-dos.
Dollary-dos, you got it?
And get the multiple choice.
Alright, you got it. This is gonna be interesting. I mean, maybe once you see the names, you're gonna be like, oh, it's that one. Or, you're gonna see these names and be like, I don't freaking remember.
Right. That's usually how it goes, you know. I'm like, ah, yes, these are very helpful. And then sometimes I'm like, this is, I'm further off topic.
Right.
Yeah. If I have $10 to spend, I'll do that.
You do, you have 45.
Okay, I'll do
I'm
it.
I'm going to go with, I just don't feel like it.
Okay.
That's how I feel nowadays.
That's why I titled it that, because it's a hilarious title.
Yeah. And it's relatable. Shit. Okay.
So John went with D, so...
Yep, D didn't. I just didn't. I'm gonna go with B.
B, the provokers behind the scenes? Alright. Noah's really close. He's one episode off, because that was the 2nd episode of season 2. The 1st episode was Best Video Game Songs. So
again, I was between A and D. I don't know.
Damn, John, are you like psyching yourself out? You're like, oh, it can't be this one, and then you find out it's the right answer.
But that one, I was just like, I just don't feel like it feels like it would be the one that we would go with. I was pretty confident it wasn't C, because I felt like a little while later. And was B the provokers behind the scenes? Was that a just me and you one?
No, the only me and you ones have been Can We Get a Date Using AI and one other one. But no, so John, you're also wrong about the topic wheel. The topic wheel was in season 1, so that's not even in season 2.
Damn.
So I was glad neither of you went with that. I'm like, oh my god, these guys don't even know their own podcast. But at least you both were both picking episodes in. No one was pretty close. The Parochus behind the scenes was the very next episode. But all right, moving on to question 7. What are the 2 episodes that are over 2 hours long?
Oh, well,
I know one of them. Yeah, I don't know the other.
Because that'll be the season 1 finale, I believe, right? I think so.
Okay, I think I have the ones that I'm going with. I'm going to go with the season 1 finale, and I'm going to go with the one Axel was in. Is that A New Challenger Approaches?
A New Challenger is approaching, yeah.
I'm going to go the season 1 finale as well.
Okay.
Second one is where I'm drawing a blank. I know we've done 2 hour episodes, but fuck.
Not intentionally, anyway. We try to keep it to like 1 hour 10. Like, the longest we've gone before those was like 1 hour 20. And I'm like, okay, that's not terrible. And then we went to like, some of them we went to like 2 hours. I'm like, the season 1 finale, like, I'm just going to say right out, obviously that's one of the correct ones. But it's whether you get the second one, is that's the question.
Can I just not answer?
Literally, if you don't answer, you have a 0% chance of getting money. If you answer, you at least have a 50-50 chance. So, you either get it right or you get it wrong. You could spend $10 to get the names of the episodes, if that helps, but...
Thank you for reminding me. Let's do that.
Alright. Let's see here.
I'm really surprised if I don't go broke.
You are getting closer, so you definitely need to get something right here.
Yeah.
Just to clarify, I did not finish the full name of A New Challenger is Approaching, so that's why it's going to be titled this way. So just keep that in mind. There we go. So, since John's already answered, A is a Season 1 Finale, and then A New Challenger is Approaching, the actual one. But I didn't feel like writing the full name of that one.
Okay. Well, I'm ruling out A and B anyway, because, well, B was already an answer, and yeah.
Okay.
That's one I haven't thought about in a while. I'm gonna go with it. Fuck it. D, season 1 finale, we have the beef.
Oh, that's so painful. That's painful. Because you were right. A and B is wrong. So John is also wrong. And your challenger for us was 2 hours. For them, it was not. Because I cut out a lot of the imposter section. For us it was 2 hours. For them it was not. Season 1 finale, obviously correct. We all knew that. The second answer is the Provoker's episode tier list. That was over 2 hours as well. So unfortunately that sucks, because Noah ruled out A and B. I'm like, ooh, he's got a 50-50 chance here, come on. And I'm like, he's not gonna pick We Have the Beef, because that was like a super short episode. He picked it, so I'm like, okay.
Oh, awesome.
It's fine. I mean, alright, moving on to question 8. Yep. What episode number belongs to Wavelength Remastered?
Ooh.
Now, I want episode numbers of season 2, so don't say, like, season, like, so don't say 124, just say 24, you know what I mean?
I'm guessing it's not 24 unless you do, like, an extra ultimate big brain play. Like, it actually is.
Twirling my cap over here.
Yeah. Wavelength, we did...
Now don't mix it for the Wavelength we did for the Patreon.
Why not? The one we did on the Patreon was shorter than the one we did on here.
Well, yeah, but the shortest doesn't matter. So the like, I'm making sure you're not mixing up the time frame.
No, no, I'm thinking season 2 when we did like Wavelength, but
I'm gonna spend some more money again, because I feel like I have some money to spend.
You do. All right.
Episode 69.
We're literally on episode 40. No, so season 2 doesn't make any sense for that.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you that right now, that you're wrong.
Okay, never mind. I'm a backup.
Okay. One of these answers is one away from what I was thinking.
Hmm.
But is it like when you're in math class, and you're like, oh, I got this number. Oh, that's
not my number. You just the closest. I mean, hey, you know what? That worked for me before. So
it has worked for me as well, because I'd be like, oh, yeah, no, I just forgot to add that one.
I forgot to carry the one, or it's something simple you just forgot to do.
I don't know why, but I was hoping John would go, one of these numbers is not like the other.
One of the answers was 69. He's like, well, that can't be right. No, some type of idiot would have to say that answer.
Okay, I'm going to I'm going to guess it's number 17.
Okay.
I'm going to go and say episode 15.
All right. You're both incorrect, and I did not do this on purpose, but 24 is the answer. I didn't realize that until after I'd said it, so like, oh, crap. And then John's like, oh, he might be doing a Uno reverse thing. I'm like, I don't know. So... it's fine. John should have just listened to his gut when it said he's trying to trick us. He's doing it again.
Oh yeah, because I was thinking it was 16. I don't know why that came to my brain, but I was like, 16, that could be it. And then you're like, you know, number 824. I'm like, well, you said that one, so I'm like, oh. And he's like, and 11, 17, and 5. I'm like, well, 17 is running away from 16. So
yeah. See, then John had his rant about 24, and I was like, okay, it's not 24.
Well, that was your fault for listening to John. Moving on to question 9. How many game shows are in the podcast, both official game shows and unofficial game shows?
Oh.
That's a number, for sure.
Yep, so I'm looking for the number. What I'll say is, when I was doing this and I was looking over how many game shows there actually were, I was surprised by the number. And I'll leave it to that.
This might work. 69.
Are you stupid?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say 12.
Okay.
You really think it's that low?
I think it's lower than you'd think it would be. And that's why he's surprised.
Okay. Well, still 12 feels a little too low. I was thinking maybe like 20?
Is that what you're going with?
Yeah, I'm going with that.
Interesting. And, John, you're really going to kick yourself about this one. Because the answer is 16. And you just said 16 for the last one. So.
I had a premonition. I was like, 16 is the answer to one.
It's like, it's a premonition. Yeah.
What's the best time?
I was very impressed with you, John, because 12 was actually one of the answers on the multiple choice thing. So you were close there. But yeah,
I was in the ballpark.
You were in the ballpark. But yeah, when I was like 16, man, I'm surprised it's that low. But I guess it makes sense because I try to say space them out and stuff.
I would have had it.
But moving on to question 10, this is the biggest question, and then this is the last question for this section, and then we move on to the next one. Okay. Question 10. What are all of these series topic episode names in order?
I don't either.
Oh. Hey, let me just slide you a 10.
So, here's the thing, gentlemen. There is no multiple choice.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. So, okay, here's the thing. How about this? If you slide me a 10... I will correct the title you give me. So if you say something that's not an actual title, but I can tell what episode you're talking about, I will change the title for you so that it's the actual title.
John, we need to help each other.
I'm helping you. Or,
you're going to give me a 10? Okay.
Yeah.
So for anything John says, I'm going to correct him if it needs to be corrected. I'll also let you know if it's just flat out right. If you're like, yep, that's one of them.
How many sweet dogs?
But you still need to get them in order. You still need to get them in order. That's not. I can't help you with that, but I can help you with the names.
Hell yeah. I'm trying to think.
How many fucking. Oh. This is gonna hurt.
There's so many because we've been doing this for, like, you were saying, like, what, 3 years now?
We're coming up on a 3 year anniversary.
Every 10 episodes, so it's like.
Don't include the finale, though. Don't include the finale.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Can I slide you a 10 as well?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, I think I know one of them.
You know all of them.
I don't know all of them, but I'm giving you one guess now, you asshole.
Well, remember, you're doing them in order, so you should be giving the first one you think is the first one in episodic order.
That's definitely not the first one. Fuck.
I know what the first one was. I remember that one.
But, oh, good for you.
What was the thing you said so I can correct your title, though?
Our gun's the problem.
Oh, yeah, then that's the name of it.
Oh, damn, I actually got that right.
So that's the name of one, but whether it's correct or not, in terms of episodic order.
Well, I'll still take that I got the name right.
You would think for serious topic episodes, these guys would be a bit more knowledgeable. But interesting, very interesting.
I'm trying to So I have my notes app to write down so many of them.
Hey, you know what? That's a strategy.
I'm actually getting my notes app and not my old ass laptop.
This would not be surprised if you guys get. So I would just throw shots in the dark at this point.
Okay. I'm gonna go and start this with wife choice. I think it was men and a woman. Why the divide? Argon's the problem.
You stop from there.
Yeah, you know. Actually, I've got one more allies.
Okay, so is that your that's what you're going with for your answer?
Yep.
All right, John. What about you? Go right ahead.
Again, I'm gonna say life of choice. Based in our minds. Wait, no, not that one. I don't know why I skipped to that one on my list. It's not even the second one on my list. It's just that's what I said. Life of choice is the first one, and then men vs. women. Why the divide? Against the problems. I'm going to say allies, and then the power to save others, then no different. And this one, my gab definitely missing some. I'm going to go after no different, the space in our minds. The one where I was God, the hope to bait and secret of life.
Very interesting answer. So obviously Noah's more is wrong just because he was missing some. John, obviously, so you were missing a couple, but you also had the order kind of wrong as well. And, John, I can't believe it. You should have just said it and stuck with it. Space in Our Minds is the second one, and you're like,
really?
Your brain was like, John, that's the answer, go with it! And you're like, no. It's like, oh, I can't be. So the full answer that I was looking for was Life or Choice, The Space in Our Minds, Men versus Women, Why the Divide, Allies, Our Guns the Problem, The Power to Save Others, Lives Matter, No Different, The Future of Education, no one remember that one, Breaking the Silence, The Hope Debate, The Forgiveness Project, The Secret of Life, and then that's the end of that one. That is the order I was looking for. I can't believe no one remembered the education one. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's because John hosted or something.
You pay education on this podcast.
Oh, wow.
Got him. Anyway, so we're going to move on to the second section real quick. So welcome to the quote section of this quiz show. Just for making it here, you get an extra $50. Isn't that great? This section is inspired by the game show section in season one finale. In this section, you'll be given a quote from either me, John, or Noah, and it'll be the contestant's job to figure out who said the quote. If you get it right, you get 25 buckaroonies. The perk of this section is a classic double or nothing. Spend 25, get the right answer, and get $50 for that question. Just be careful, if you get it wrong, you lose it all. The perk must be used before the quote is presented. There are 25 quotes in total, so good luck. Are you ready, gentlemen? John.
Yep.
I'm ready.
Are you ready now, Mr. Krabs?
Yep.
I think John's gambling addiction is going to spiral here, but here... We'll go.
That is gambling because it's double or nothing. Remember, you need to say you have to use double or nothing before I give you the quote. So, now this is not a buzzing thing. You both just have to give me the answer. So it's not a buzzing thing. So don't worry about your opponent stealing an answer from you. It doesn't matter. You can both say the answer. This one, I'm not allowing you to use double or nothing on because it's the first quote. It's the easiest quote. So quote number one. This is bullshit. The movie.
John.
That's me.
Okay, that was pretty quick, guys. Alright, that was pretty quick. I figured it would be. I mean, I had to start you off a little easy, and then we get it progressively harder as we go along, but you know.
Yeah.
It's fine. I probably should have my calculator out before I do this, but it's fine. Everything's perfectly fine.
I feel like some of these quotes are just going to be like, what the fuck did we say, and why?
Exactly. Well, I mean, that's kind of the goal. That's why I did this part of it, because it's freaking hilarious.
Say a lot of things.
Okay.
But I feel like okay.
Quote number two. I was dying while he was dying, so we were both in pain.
Ethan? I want to see Ethan. I don't know why, but I just want to see Ethan.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I feel like it's something I would say, but I don't think I did say it. I think that was you.
Me as in Ethan?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. You are both correct. That was me that said that. All right, moving on to quote number three. The world is doomed. We're all gonna die.
Ethan?
I feel like that was me. I feel like I would have said that.
I feel like there was an episode, I think it was A Toast to the End of the World or something like that. Ethan hosted, and I'm pretty sure he said something like that.
I did not host The Toast to the End of the World. That was
I hosted that episode, so good job.
Oh, John, what's your answer, though? Noah's already locked in.
I said me.
Oh, you?
Yeah.
Noah is correct with that. It was me that said that one.
Hey, it when Noah is correct.
Quote number four.
Wait. Double nothing.
Oh, you want double or nothing? You want double or nothing on this one?
I gotta gamble.
Okay, he's gambling. He's gambling. Okay. So, quote number four. No, you want to gamble too, or you're just doing normal?
No, I'm good. I'm not part of the addiction.
Okay. Quote number four. Yeah, so that's a salt and battery.
Ethan.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. We haven't had a Noah quote, but I don't think Noah said that, so. I'm gonna go with myself.
That is correct, meaning you just got 50 buckaroonies for that question, John. So there you go. I was worried you were gonna say that was mean. I'm like, oh no, you just lost it all. But it's fine. Okay. Quote number five. I, me, want different character.
Me.
Okay.
Blame me.
Yeah, another easy one.
Episode.
Alright, 65. Cool. John also got it. So he's gaming. John's already up to 200 bucks, by the way. Keep that in mind.
Son of a bitch. How much am I at?
You're at 165, because John gambled and won. So, I mean, it worked out for him.
Gambling is the solution.
Gambling is the solution to all your problems. We do not condone the statement.
Yes.
How much am I at?
I just told you. Paid it. Oh. Quote number six. It was basically like terrorism.
I feel like it could have been you, Ethan, or me.
Yeah.
I'm struggling on this one, actually.
Okay. So, I know I said something about terrorism at some point. I don't think I said that, though.
Noah said something about terrorism on this podcast, okay?
It's true.
I'm going to let Noah. We haven't had a Noah one, and it feels like something Noah would say.
The last one was Noah. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know I, me, you want different characters. You know,
I forgot that one because it's so easy.
I'm going to go with Ethan.
So Noah, you're going with me. John, who are you going with?
Noah.
You're both incorrect. John is the one that said that.
Really?
He was, so the context that I remember from this one was, because I was grabbing these this week, is it was during, and we were talking about school and how the school lunch the school lot sucked or something, and John out of nowhere just said, yeah, it was basically like terrorism. I'm like, what?
Yeah. That's hilarious.
It's great. Anyway, quote number seven. Before we get arrested, let's move into the topic.
Ethan.
Wow. Yeah, I feel like that's... I feel like it was... Whatever the case is, Noah was the one who was like... Why we would try to get rid of it and be like, shut up, we're gonna move on before we get arrested. But was it Ethan or was it me? I feel like it was probably Ethan.
I feel like you're right.
Okay, so you're both going with me?
Yeah.
That is incorrect. John was the one that said that. And it was not only Noah that was talking about stuff, it was me. So me and him were like talking about bad stuff and you're like, let's move on before we get arrested. Quote number eight. Suck my left toe.
That was me.
Yeah, that sounds like if I think of like who would say such a thing, it'd be Noah. No,
yeah. I remember it too because it was the end quote to an episode.
It was not. This was you. It was banter between you and John.
Mm-hmm,
John said he didn't care about your opinion or something. You're like, suck my left toe, John, or whatever you said, something along the line of that.
Yeah,
you might have said something similar in an end quote, but that's the one I got it from. Was the one where you haven't been?
Well,
all right, quote.
End quote.
Quote number nine. He gets fed free meals for an entire week. Fees may apply.
Wait, what? He gets fed free meals for a week. Fees may apply.
This is not like free at all. I'm gonna say Ethan.
Okay.
I'm saying Ethan too.
We're both going to me again. Okay. That is correct. The context of this one was the Ethan's Amazingly Quirky Quiz Show episode where you both were locked in the dungeon, and I said that if Noah got out specifically, John just got to get let out of the dungeon, but if Noah won, he got fed free meals for an entire week. Fees may apply. If you're questioning where that came from, I believe it was FNAF Security Breach that did that, where it's like the Fredbear thing was like, oh, we have free delivery. Fees may apply. It's like, what are you free?
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure that's where I'd gotten that from. But all right, Noah has crossed into the 200 zone. So interesting.
Yeah.
John is still leading ahead by 270. That 50 really paid off for him. All right.
No shit.
Quote number 10. Welcome to the Verocas podcast. And today we're stupid.
John? Oh man, I feel like
no.
There's one that we hosted out of order because as the quote implies, we're stupid. But was it me? I'm gonna say Ethan.
All right.
Yeah.
Noah is actually correct. That was that was me. Yep.
Damn.
No, you said John was the one that said that, right? Or did you say me?
I said John.
Oh yeah, so John is correct. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I was mixing up. But Noah was right either way. I just forgot what he had said or something for some reason. Either way, Noah's correct and you got the money for it. Anyway, moving on. Remember, and before I say the quote, just feel free to stop me and say I want to double another or whatever. Quote number 11. This guy has a very punchable face.
Me.
Oh, yeah, that was me.
Interesting. You're both very confident that it was yourself.
Interesting. I'm pretty sure I said that.
Okay, so Noah, you're going with yourself, and John, you're going with yourself, correct? Noah is correct again. Noah was the one that said that. you might all be thinking, oh, that was probably directed to John. It actually wasn't. This was in the Get in the Ring episode where he was talking about YouTubers. So he was talking about a YouTuber that had a very punchable face.
Jake Paul, very punchable face.
No, it wasn't Jake Paul. It was someone we didn't know. But anyway.
Oh.
Quote number 12. Fuck them predators.
Fuck them predators.
Okay. This is a tricky one because Noah swears a lot. Like the likelihood of it being
me.
You're going you?
Yeah. It's like something I'd say. Fuck them predators.
I wrote it as fuck them predators because that's what it sounded like when the person said it. So I'm like, fuck them predators.
Fuck them predators.
I'm struggling with this one because I'm like, no, I would definitely say that. That is. But, like, I think I remember it being said. So, is that. Some of these I'm like, I don't remember us saying that. But this that one I think I vaguely remember. But was it me or was it Noah? I don't think it would be Ethan because Ethan very rarely swears on the podcast.
True.
I'm gonna go with Noah. Yeah.
Okay, so you're both saying Noah.
Yeah.
That is incorrect. The answer is John. And if you want the context for this one, John said, so this was the Universal Stability Game Show where it was both you had to take the warp or you didn't take the warp. And the one specifically this was engaged with, which was if dinosaurs come back to Earth, but all predators go extinct. And John decided to take the warp. And in doing so, he said, fuck them predators. That was his reasoning for saying that. Okay. Moving on to quote 13. So this is an easy answer. You just give the baby a taser.
I'm going to beef.
You're going to what?
I mean, it's an easy answer. You know? Give the baby a taser.
It's an easy answer.
I want to know the context of this one when we're done. But I'm going to go.
Why were we giving baby a taser?
It's an easy answer,
though. You give the baby a taser.
Oh, it's an easy answer, but why were we giving those tasers?
I'm gonna go with Ethan to get this one as well.
Taser me, okay. Mother.
No, who are you going with?
I'm going with you, Ethan.
Oh, going with me? Okay. That is correct. I was the one that said that. So, yeah, you want the context, because John asked for the context. The context of this one is, this was the Noah and the Bees episode, where Noah, we were in charge of taking care of baby Noah, and Noah was like, oh, how would you take the kid to preschool? And I said, oh, that's an easy answer, you give the baby a taser. So, yeah. It's great. Okay.
Your child's pretty
cool. Quote number 14. I'm not into squid kids.
What?
Okay, I think I know what episode this was.
What? I'm not into Squid Kids.
I'm not into Squid Kids.
Yeah. The fuck does that mean?
It's a quote, no, I figured
exactly
out.
Exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah, it's...
Fuck the Squid Kid.
I'm gonna say I said that.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with John as well.
John as well, interesting. So John is correct. John was the one that said that. This one was the Smasher Pass episode. He was talking about like the squid people or whatever they are. It's very close, by the way, in terms of money. John has 320, Noah has 315. They're literally five off of each other. So very interesting.
Damn.
Okay, quote number 15. My favorite type of illegal is slightly.
Ethan.
I'm gonna say that was me. I feel like I know what would have fueled me to say this, or at least anything that would have fueled me to say that. But I don't know what the context is. I'm gonna say me though.
Noah is correct. I was the one that said that, which just put Noah ahead. This is very interesting. Okay.
Hey. Yeah, I gotta gamble some.
I don't know why, but whenever I hear these quotes, my first inkling is Ethan.
Yeah, you're going to lose if you keep doing that.
It's always me.
It's only me. Quote number 16. I don't know, man. Just murder.
John. That sounds like something John would say.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's me.
I don't know, man. Just murder.
That is incorrect. The answer is me. And I said this during the peeing in the shower episode. I don't think I need to further explain that one.
No.
Quote number 17. I'm gonna punch a hole in the wall.
Feel like that was me.
It does sound like Noah.
But I also feel like it could have been Ethan for some reason. Now I'm going with me.
I feel like it'd be any one of us, really.
So now just to clarify, you're going with me or are we going with you?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with Noah as well. I feel like it might have been him.
Noah is correct. So there Damn. You go. Noah is still ahead in terms of the game though. See what happens here. Quote number 18. So, John, you're gambling with this one?
Yep.
All right. Fuck. Noah, you want to gamble too, or are you sticking with the guns?
No.
Quote number 18. Well, he can't win if he's dead.
Ethan. Well, he can't win if he's dead.
I mean, it's a true fact.
Why do I like that quote so much?
There's some really good ones. There's some golden gems in here.
I'm gonna agree with that. I'm gonna say it's Ethan.
Okay.
So John, you're going with me, and Noah, you're going with me too. That is a shame, gentlemen, because that is incorrect. John is the one that said that. And this was one of the times when Noah like got disconnected from Discord, and I think John was the, or I think I was the host. So John's like, "Well, he can't win if he's dead." So
that's good. Yeah.
Quote number 19. Should we just call the FBI?
I feel like that was Ethan.
Yeah, I'm gonna say myself because then you get ahead of Noah. If I keep going, no, I'm never gonna win.
Okay, so Noah, you're going with me, and John, you're going with who? Are you going with
me, myself,
yourself? Okay.
I, me.
Noah is correct that I was the one that said that. So Noah just keeps blitzing ahead. Right, quote number 20.
Gotta gamble again.
You're gambling again? Okay.
Yeah.
I was gonna take this baby and kick it.
I need the context for this one after.
someone tells me it was Noah.
I feel like it was me too, but for some reason I see Ethan say this too.
I mean, everyone wants to kick a baby.
Okay, so John, you're going with me and Noah. Who are you going with?
No, I'm going with Noah.
Or going with Noah, yeah. Sorry. You know what I meant. Whatever.
Okay, I'm gonna go with you, Ethan.
John's gambling has worked again, because Noah is correct, and that was Noah that said it. So, John is five ahead again. They are really neck and neck here. It's pretty crazy. So, John has $395. Noah has $390.
Damn. So, what's the context behind that last one?
I don't remember. You just randomly said it or something. I forgot exactly how that happened, but whatever. Quote number 21. You're just not good at this.
I think that was me.
Yeah, I was going to say John as well.
I think that if I had to guess the context, it would be doing Foodgevity when he had 0 points.
Yeah.
Okay, but just have to guess. So you're both going with John, though. Okay. John is correct, and John is actually also correct with the context. This was during Foodgevity. Not specifically when Noah had 0 points, but when Noah kept answering with non-food products, that's, like, for the 15th time he did that, that's when John said that.
That makes sense, yeah.
So, it is, so John, you're at a cool $420, so there you go.
Nice.
Noah's at 415 right behind him, though. Quote number 22. Every day that I don't wake up with a knife in my chest is a pretty good day.
John, I feel like it's John.
Yeah.
Just because of your brother stabbing you in your dream.
Yeah. I could be. I feel it. I mean, I agree with the assessment. I would say it was me.
Okay, so you're saying it's you as well?
Mm.
That is correct. John is the one that said that. Noah's wrong on the dreamer scale. Unless, I don't know if he's making the comparison, or if he was saying that's where the episode came from. But that quote came from, that was just in like an introductory thing where I said, you know, I didn't wake up dead, so that's great. And John added to that by saying, you know, every day I don't wake up with a knife in my chest. It's a pretty good day.
Yeah, no, I didn't think it came from his dream thing. I just thought it would be funny.
Quote number 23. Yup, that's genocide.
I think that's me. Again. It's been a lot of echoes, but I feel like I remember saying that.
I don't know why, but I really, really think it's Ethan. Go on, Ethan.
Interesting. Noah is correct again, meaning he just blitzed ahead again, because I was the one that said that. This one is, I don't honestly remember this one, but I just remember that it was me that said it. Actually, I think it was the season one finale, actually. I forgot when it was said, but I think I remember that. Quote number 24. We only got two more quotes left, gentlemen. Quote 24. I'll slap you, silly.
Me. Definitely me.
I think it was Noah.
Alright, interesting. Noah is correct. So, they're still kind of right behind each other. This is interesting.
I'll gamble again. I love gambling.
It's the last one, so if you want to gamble, now's your chance to do it.
Yep, fuck, fine, I'll gamble.
Oh, they're both going for it. Okay, whoever gets this right, then. This is probably my favorite quote of all, so quote number 25.
Oh, God.
I'm going to start chucking my balls.
That's a good quote.
That's great. That's amazing.
That's why I saved it for last. I'm going to start chucking my balls.
Yeah. I'm going to just start chucking my balls, man. Just so kidding, Dodge, guys. Yeah, I'm going to start chucking my balls.
I'll tell you right now, it had nothing to do with school, nothing logical that you thought would come from this. It's not. Trust me when I say it's not.
I mean,
I trust you. Of course. God.
Oh, man.
Oh,
I could see any one of us saying this.
Yeah, that's a problem. I feel like any of us could have said this, but who?
That's the question.
I kind of feel like maybe John?
Like, here's the strategy, right? If Noah's wrong and I choose someone else, then I win more points than he does. Because he loses everything. But if he's right, and I choose somebody else, then I lose.
No, so you don't lose all your money. You lost the 15 or whatever. However much it's spent for you to get that perk.
Yeah.
Right. I'm gonna say it was me. I think Noah is right on this one.
Yeah, I'm actually. I'm going with Ethan.
Okay, so Noah, you think I did it or I said it?
Yep.
All right. One of you is obviously right, because obviously Noah didn't say this. John is correct that John is the answer. So John, this was during the video game warp episode where I forgot which one, but I thrust John into Pokemon, and that's one of the things he first said when he first was going to jump in. I was like, I'm just going to start chucking my balls. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is the funniest quote out of context that I got to pull for anything. So I actually saved it all the way back then, and then now I finally get to use it. So there we go. Yeah,
I'm gonna just chucking my balls.
So we're actually over time already. I did have another section here, but we're gonna forego it. Maybe I'll save it for an extended cut episode. That's probably a good idea to use it. So basically what it was an episode scramble. So I was gonna give you guys three to five episodes, and you had to just put them in order of when they showed up in terms of timeline order. But we're gonna forego that because we're over time already. But there we go. So in terms of ending money. Let's see. Let me bring it up real quick. Hang on. Money. There we go. In terms of ending money, Noah had $490. Pretty good. And John had $520, which means the winner of today's episode is me. Wait, I'm the winner.
Is that right?
John, do it. It's small.
The prophecy has begun. Our objective has been achieved, ladies and gentlemen. I have created alliances beyond the screen. Exactly 1 month ago, I made a deal with the audience to see how much John and Noah actually listened to their own podcast. And it seems that they failed. This means that I get a winner's speech, since I won.
After all, maybe
this will teach our fellow co-hosts to listen to their own show. If they did, this could have been avoided. But alas, they have failed. And you know what this means, right? They both lose. And that means...
Bullshit. This is bullshit on a stick.
So that means they both have to give a loser speech. So go ahead, gentlemen. What's your loser speech?
John, can you comprehend the bullshit that just happened?
Yeah, you know, it's one thing, you know, to lose to the fellow contestant. It's another thing for the host to decide that they win because they are mad that we don't listen to the podcast.
I listen to the podcast. I want to put that out there. I listened to 3 fucking episodes. Guess what? We didn't talk about those 3 fucking episodes
at all.
You
lost one.
John, fuck off. So, this is bullshit. This is just bullshit. It stinks to high hell. And
is this bullshit the podcast?
This is bullshit the podcast.
This is bullshit. This is unfair. We didn't even know about this.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. I'm hearing a bunch of ambulances. I don't know about you guys, but you know, essentially, I made a segment in episode saying if John and Noah actually listen to the podcast, they need to say this specific phrase to stop me from crowning myself as the winner in exactly a month, and they didn't do that, so they lost. Isn't that hilarious? So yeah, they're just a bunch of whiny busses over there. But me and you, audience, we're the winners here. So not just me, you guys win too because it was a deal between the two of us. So that's what's gonna happen. So join us next week for another Branded Ethan episode. It's gonna be a great one, and you know, we can hear John and Noah crying all the way to the bank because you know they lost and all that. So it's gonna be great. So just wait till next week. It's gonna be fabulous.
Send the nuke.
So that's gonna do. So that's the loser speech. And since I won, I guess I gotta do a winner speech. I mean, that's how we do it on here. The winner gets to do a winner speech. So my winner speech is, you know, I deserve this victory. I put in a lot of effort in this quiz show, and I competed alongside these guys and got a bunch of money. I actually had $1,000 at the end anyway. So even if we didn't have this happen, I still would have won anyway. Logically speaking, you know, the I would have won in terms of money anyway, so it doesn't really matter. it's really just goes to show that they should listen to the podcast more often. I mean, they're the ones that are on it, so you'd think they would at least listen to it, but you know, I mean, it's all balloons in the air now, so it doesn't matter because I won. So that's how it's gonna do it. So that's my winner speech, but we're gonna move on into the outro while these guys cry themselves to sleep tonight. So thank you guys so much for listening. We hope we provoked a conversation, made you laugh along the way. You can find me over on YouTube, Flabs XC Game. Been uploading very sporadically just because a lot of stuff's going on, so haven't been consistent with it, but we've uploaded some stuff over there. And plus, we have the 1,700 other videos for you to go watch in the past. Anyway. You can find John at Jeevan's Feevans over on Twitch and YouTube. I think he's also streaming sporadically because he's in school, so he streams when he's able to, and then he uploads stuff on YouTube occasionally. So following is free, so you can go check him out, and you can be notified when he either uploads or streams, depending on what you're following him on. And you can find NoahDog at NoahDog54 on Xbox or on the Instagram at NoahDog5434. And so hang on. This is my best thing ever. Boom, muted, get wrecked. So anyway, yeah, you can find Noah at NoahDog5434 over on Instagram, and for the three of you that use that. And yeah, it's a great time. So go check it out. He's also the one running the program's official account, so check out that over there. Anytime we have a new episode, we try to tell you guys. But also, we do special teasers over there, so when teasers happen, you guys will be the first to see it, as well as the people on Patreon. But go check that out over there, and check out the Patreon. We mentioned this just briefly a couple seconds ago, but with Patreon, we have the tiers. So we have tiers from ranging from $1 all the way to $100. It's great. So go check it out. And we also have the Extended Cut episodes. So Extended Cut episodes are like 30 to 40 minute episodes where we have a lot of fun. And there's really no winner or loser. There's no host. I mean, there's a host, I guess, but they don't really matter in the end. It's just extra content for those that want extra content. But the first $5 or $3, that way you can kind of dip your feet in the water, see if you actually like it or not. And if you don't, then whatever, it's $3. And then if you do like it, you can keep on buying all the stuff we got over there. So it's a lot of fun. The original Wavelength was actually over there, so if you want to go check that out, feel free. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll catch you guys next time.